Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to our final show for the year. We're going to round out the year with a selection of hot jazz groups from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We've got mostly lively jazz for you this morning. We do have a couple of mellow ones just in there to even out the tempo. And we started with a lively one. That was Adrian Rollini and his friends from 1938 with Bugle Call Rag. Adrian, of course, was on the bass sax. Which is always a fun instrument to listen to, sort of like a tuba. In fact, I think it followed on from the tuba. He went on later to become a really accomplished vibraphonist. But back in the 30s, he was still playing his bass sax. Lively trumpet from Jonah Jones there, as always. And we will be hearing from Jonah later on in the show, too. Nice clarinet from Sid Stornburn. And a young Buddy Rich playing the drums. The song was written by Billy Myers, Jack Pettis, and Elmer Scherbel. Our next two recordings are taken from the Commodore label, that great gift to the jazz field, label set up by Milt Gabler and so many of the Jazz Artists of the Day pass through its doors and produce some wonderful music. Our next song is going to be brought to us by a group led by trumpeter Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. And they're going to bring us a song that was written by pianist Earl Hines called A Monday Date. And I think this is a particularly fine example of their art. We're going to hear Wild Bill, of course, on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Vernon Brown trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Cond on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and we'll hear Danny Alvin playing the drums. That would be from 1945. And we'll follow that up with a song from the previous year. Again, trumpeters leading the group, Max Kaminsky. Oh, he was such a wonderful session player and played with all the other great artists. This is Max and his jazz band with a song written by J. Russell Robinson called Eccentric. And, you know, I don't think I've ever played this before. In fact, I don't think I even heard it until I was putting together this morning's show. Well, Max is on trumpet. We'll have a clarinet from Rod Clace, Frank Orchard on trombone, once again, Eddie Condon on guitar. James P. Johnson is going to be our pianist on this one. Again, Bob Casey on bass. And we'll hear the one and only George Wetling on drums. And we'll go now to Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, A Monday Date.
Thank you. And uncompromisingly different since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some small jazz groups this morning, taken largely from the smaller independent jazz labels that were around in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We just heard two from the Commodore label. Max Kaminski joined us with Friends, and a recording from 1944, Eccentric, and as I said, one of the fine trumpeters, and played in many, many of these jazz sessions. And we started out with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, with a tune written by Earl Hines called A Monday Date. And they recorded that in 1945. Well, our next recording is also taken from 1945, and it was made for the Keynote label. And that was another of the smaller independent labels, and it was set up in 1940 by Eric Bernay, who's actually a record store owner. And starting in 1943, and I think over a period of about 3 years, the label rivaled the Commodore label in producing a treasury of jazz recordings, and the producer was one Harry Lim. Unfortunately, the label didn't last very long. I think it went out of business in the late 40s, but oh, they left some marvelous recordings, and we will hear one of them this morning. The group is led by the wonderful tenor sax player Bud Freeman, and he is such a stalwart on so many of the jazz recordings in this period. I think he started out in the 20s. We're going to hear him with a number called Town Hall Blues, and it's a traditional song. Couldn't find the songwriters, and it comes up as being a traditional, so it may be an old marching song, I'm not sure. But Bud is joined by Billy Butterfield on trumpet. Actually, we'll start. I'll go through them in the order they appear on the song. We start with Gene Schroeder on piano once again. And then we're going to hear from Vernon Brown on trombone, Ernie Casiris on clarinet, Billy Butterfield follows with the trumpet, and then we'll hear Bud Freeman on the tenor sax. And all throughout, we're going to hear the wonderful guitar of Carl Kress, Bob Haggart on bass, and of course George Wetling doing his magic with the drums. Then we'll go to 1951 to the Blue Note label, and one of their most famous artist was Sidney Bechet. I think at this point he might have been already living in France, but he came back often enough to make lots of wonderful recordings. The group is called Sidney Bechet's Hot Six, and it consisted of Sidney himself, and I believe he's playing the soprano sax on this one. The trumpet is by Sidney de Paris, trombone, Don Kirkpatrick, a piano by Joe Sullivan, a bass by Pops Foster, and drums by Slick Jones. And this is, I love this song. It's so beautiful and how shall I put it, wistful. It's called Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me, written by Charlie McCarron, Kerry Morgan, and Arthur Swanstrom. And we'll start with Bud Freeman and Friends from 1945, Town Hall Blues.
Thank you.
Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me from 1951 with Sidney Bechet and his Hot Six. And, you know, just listening to that, the amazing art of Sidney Bechet. I mean, I think he was born playing the clarinet and the soprano sax. A very confident and very terrific interpretive skills. And that delightful vibrato. Always lovely to listen to. Instantly recognizable. Sidney de Paris, who worked a lot with Sidney Bechet, along with Sidney de Paris' brother Wilbur. Sidney's doing a fine trumpet on that one. And a very interesting piece from Joe Sullivan on the piano. Very mood music. Wonderful. I always like that one. 1951 for the Blue Note label. And we started out with Bud Freeman and his orchestra and their wonderful recording of Town Hall Blues from 1945 for the Keynote label. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some small jazz groups this morning, taken largely from the smaller independent jazz labels that were around in the 30s, 40s and 50s. Well, we're going to carry on now with to another wonderful trumpeter. And he's one of my favorite because he's always such fun to listen to. He always sounds like he's really having a lot of fun in the studio, and that's Muggsy Spanier. He was a great follower of Louis Armstrong, and I believe he got his name because when he started out playing the trumpet, he tried to mug along, is that the word? Imitate the style of Louis Armstrong, and the nickname stuck. Well, this is a group called Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Back to the Commodore label we are now with this one, 1944. They're going to bring us a number written by George and Ira Gershwin called Oh Lady Be Good. Muggsy, of course, on trumpet. We'll hear Pee-wee Russell on the clarinet. Again from Ernie Casiris, this time on the baritone sax. Oh, once again, Eddie Condon and Bob Casey on guitar and bass. Dick Carey is playing the piano. And Joe Grasso is on the drums. And then we're going to go to 1937 to a really amazing set of recordings. And they were made by Benny Goodman and his orchestra and his smaller groups for a radio show. I'm not sure. I think it might have been from the Hotel Roosevelt, but I'm not sure. They were recorded off the air by a young sound engineer off his radio and put onto acetate discs. And they lay around for the next 13 years until Columbia picked them up, made a master disc. So we're going to hear, these are the original radio performances. The song is written by Paul Dresser. It's from 1937. Benny Goodman and his quartet, including Benny on clarinet, of course, Teddy Wilson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibraphones, and Gene Krupa on drums. And I have to say the Benny Goodman quartet was one of the best of the groups. They really were wonderful. And in fact, this recording, the song is called My Gal Sal. Was the very first recording I ever heard from the quartet. I found them then and I stayed with them, and oh, they really did wonderful work. Anyway, we will start with Muggsy Spanier and Oh Lady Be Good, and then we'll hear from the Benny Goodman Quartet, My Gal Sal. Thank you. Benny Goodman Quartet in a live recording or a live performance for radio that was recorded in 1937. My Gal Sal. And that's a very fine example of how the four in the quartet, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, and Gene Krupa, blended together so well. It's a real musical mind meld, I guess you'd call it. As I said, it was my introduction to the quartet, and it's been a lifelong love ever since. And before that, we heard from Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers with Oh Lady Be Good. And that's a George and Ira Gershwin tune. Well, our next performer we've heard from already this morning, and we're going to hear from him again just now. And it is the trumpeter Jonah Jones. And this is a recording from 1957 that Jonah made with his quartet. And if I think it's just a lovely example of Jonah's trumpet work and also of his vocal skills, which were considerable. It's a traditional song written by Joe Primrose and goes way back. And lots of people have recorded it, Jonah being one of them. And I do think his recording is one of the best, the St. James Infirmary Blues. And following Jonah, we will hear again from Bud Freeman and his gang, this time consisting of Bobby Hackett on cornet, again Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Bud Freeman, Dave Matthews on alto sax, Eddie Condon guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Dave Tupp on drums. And they're going to bring us a beautiful recording of a lovely song written by Yubi Blake and Andy Razaf called Memories of You, and that's from 1938. And we'll listen now to Jonah Jones from 1957, the St. James Infirmary Blues.
St. James Infirmary, saw my baby laying there. She was stressed out on a long white table. So sweet, so cool, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. When I die, put on my straight last shoes, bury me in a box back coat and a Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I died standing pat. Give me six crap-shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red jazz band at the top of my head, so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Now, folks, now that you have heard my story, now that you have heard my song, say, bartender, give me another shot of that booze, 'cause I got those St. James infirmary blues.
Thank you.
Bud Freeman and his gang with Memories of You from 1938. And before that, we heard Jonah Jones with St. James Infirmary Blues from 1957.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some small jazz groups this morning, taken largely from the smaller independent jazz labels that were around in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Our next group is led by pianist Johnny Guarnieri, and a really excellent pianist with a great range of styles. His group is called his Swingmen. This is a recording from 1944. Johnny is joined by Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, Lester Young on tenor sax, Dexter Hall on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. The song's written by Johnny himself, and it's called Salute to Fats. And I'm assuming that's Fats Waller. After that, we'll hear from George Brunies and his jazz band, with a number written by George himself. He's joined by Wild Bill Davidson, Tony Parenti on clarinet, Eddie Condon on guitar, Gene Schroeder on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. It's 1946. And the song is called Doodle Doo. And we'll hear now from Johnny Guarnieri's Swingmen, Salute to Fats.
Thank you.
Close to the end of this morning's edition, if I've heard that song before. Thanks so much for joining me today. And do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz, a very special program for you this morning, or actually this afternoon, because he'll be with you at noon. I'll be with you again next year, next Sunday, next year. A very, very happy new year and warmest best wishes to all of you. We have one more song for you this morning, and we're going to hear from Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers from 1950. Here we are with At the Georgia Camp Meeting.